Several big musicals have been based to some degree on the 1939 Judy Garland film. In the 1970s, there was an African-American version called The Wiz, and this fall, a new version with new material by Andrew Lloyd Webber will make an American tour. But the show at the Music Circus this week is the 1987 adaptation developed by none other than the Royal Shakespeare Company, which mounted it as a holiday show for London audiences. This version celebrates the look of the cinematic original, and the music mirrors your memories. That's actress Emily Walton doing a nice Judy Garland impersonation. The cast also includes a troupe of cute, extravagantly costumed local kids who trot on stage as Munchkins. Director Glenn Casale stays close to the film. He even cuts the Jitterbug song, which is listed in this production's playbill but never seen on stage. That mirrors what film director Victor Fleming did in 1939. He rehearsed Jitterbug for weeks, then famously deleted it from the final cut. Talk about a modern director being faithful to the original. This production experienced some opening night glitches, but on the whole, the show accomplishes what it set out to achieve. It's a thoroughly pleasant tribute to a film that has become a beloved cultural icon. The audience knows these songs and how the characters should look. They expect to hear Dorothy say, "There's no place like home," and that's what this live version of The Wizard of Oz delivers. The Music Circus is a summer time machine. The experience is all about memory and tradition and continuity. Look around and you'll see family groups with elders, 30-somethings, and young children attending a show together. You don't mess with a classic in this context. You pass it on with love. Jeff Hudson, Capital Public Radio News. You're off to see.